With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is placing a 25% tariff on auto imports. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump says a 25% tariff on auto imports will bring more manufacturing back to the United States.
Business is coming back to the United States so that they don't have to pay tariffs. And I think also because of November 5th, the election, they're very happy. Plants are going up all over the United States, and many of them have already been started.
Last year, the U.S. imported 8 million cars and light trucks worth $244 billion. But even U.S. automakers source their vehicle components from around the world, so even domestic vehicles could face higher costs. Donna Warder, Washington.
Negotiations are apparently continuing toward a Russia-Ukraine agreement to cease hostilities in the Black Sea.
The White House, in statements released yesterday, said tentative agreements had been reached with Russia and Ukraine to enable safe shipping in the Black Sea and to stop fighting there. However, a statement released later by the Kremlin showed that many details were still unresolved. For example, the Kremlin says any deal involving the Black Sea was conditional on sanctions relief for Russian agricultural exports, such as easing restrictions on banking, insurance, and access for Russian ships to ports.
That's correspondent Harriet Morris reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron says a proposed European armed force for possible deployment in Ukraine, in tandem with an eventual peace deal, could respond to a Russian attack if Moscow launched one. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 132 points, the Nasdaq dropping 372, the S&P lower by 64. This is SRN News. A Christian nurse has launched legal action after being accused of using the wrong pronoun.
The Christian Legal Center is representing nurse Jennifer Milley after she was investigated for referring to a convicted transgender child sex offender as Mr. Christianity Today reports that the patient identifies as a woman but was recorded in the medical records as male. The British-based religious law firm says it's the latest in a series of cases of UK health officials, quote, supporting trans ideology over biological reality. George Williams, SRN News.
Officials report high turnout during the first week of early voting ahead of Wisconsin's pivotal Supreme Court race. The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases. This is SRN News. Wall Street slumps as big tech stocks drop and President Trump's imposition of 25% tariffs on auto imports weighs down the markets. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
More drops for NVIDIA, Tesla, and other big tech stocks dragged Wall Street lower. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 132 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 2%. Big tech stocks have been at the center of Wall Street's recent sell-off. They had soared to new heights in recent years on enthusiasm over AI technology. Cintas climbed 5.8%. The maker of work uniforms reported stronger profit in the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.35%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.